Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm. Common sense legal advice with us again. Attorney Neil Jensen. Good morning. Well, let's see. Yeah. Morning. Good morning, morning, Neil.
Yeah. Good morning. It is. I got a little morning left.
Well,
yeah. I haven't been here for. No, I was here 2 weeks ago, wasn't I?
You were here relatively.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. In the near past.
Well, this is summer. I can't always make it. Sometimes I have to, you know, go fishing in Canada or other places, you know. But we have Lisa Hill, and you know now because I had Jason here, Jason Lee.
Yeah.
I should mention him again. He's been with me just 2 or 3 weeks, but he's no kid. He's 37 years old. I haven't met his wife yet, but he's got a one-year-old little girl, and boy, he's going to be wonderful for Hutchinson.
All right.
Good guy.
Good.
Very capable.
Easier burden, too.
Yes.
Because,
I need my burden eased, don't I?
Yeah. Don't we all?
Well, you know, I came up here without my joke book.
Yes.
Well, we should talk about that. We'll do the joke, but first, what's the big news in sports?
Well, let's see.
How about the, do we have a baseball team?
The Twins are doing well.
Yeah. Best record in baseball, I think.
Is
percentage
that right?
Wise. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
I know they're leading the Central.
They've been fun to watch. They did well. You know, it's anybody beat Baltimore, right? But they beat Houston. Now we'll see what they do with the Yankees.
Yeah, what's the deal with Houston? I thought they did a pretty good number on them overall.
Didn't Houston win the World Series last year? Aren't they world champions? I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, I think the Twins are for real.
All right, we'll
see if the pitching holds out. All right, enough about that.
Early enough in the season, I guess we.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, Lindsay Whalen news. I think they retired her jersey again.
There's a ceremony.
We haven't talked about that, but for the Lynx, they had done it for the Gophers years ago. But
I think there's a. I don't know. I don't remember the Connecticut Sun. I think when they play in, I'll say, when do they play?
That
in
was her
June?
First team. Yeah. Are they going to do something? Connecticut Sun.
Yeah, there's going to be a ceremony. I know. But I don't remember the date, and I don't know for sure the team.
So you're really up to speed on that story.
Well, that was, that was a month ago that came out, and
I
forgot.
Don't get defensive.
Okay.
You're not at home now. No, I think it's, I just, whenever I get on the program here, I always think about Lindsay, because she is the rock star of this town for sure.
More kudos to her, and...
Yeah.
Have you been on the golf course yet this year?
A little bit.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. About the same. I'm terrible. You know?
Well.
But maybe we should tell some golf jokes.
Okay. That'd be,
Okay. I've got a few of them here, but they're one-liners.
All right. Yeah. So we'll have to.
Yeah.
Well, that's good because I have a short attention span.
So do I. Do we have any Scottish people in Hutchinson? I don't want to offend anybody.
Well, let's see. Matt McDougall, was he Scottish?
But he's in Waconia.
He's in Waconia now.
Yeah, he was, right. Well, we'll see, because maybe you'll get calls about this joke.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
But I think most people agree with me about this joke.
Okay, but I think McCormick is Irish. I would assume that
Irish.
All the...
Green. Yeah. The people who gave us golf...
Okay.
And called it a game are the same people who gave us bagpipes and called it music. Now, somebody might like bagpipe music.
Well, to be honest with you.
Tell them, call KDZ, talk to
Mark. No, I actually do.
Do you?
I'm not going to listen to it for hours on end necessarily, but.
I should have known. Well, good for you. Let's see what else I have here. I got a bunch of these, huh? You remember Gerald Ford? He loved to golf. He's terrible.
Yeah.
And he was famous one time for playing in some pro-am event. And they're teeing off and you see the crowds lined up for 100 yards down.
Yeah.
And you think, of course, the pros never hit him. Jerry Ford did. Gerald Ford said one time, I would like to deny all allegations by Bob Hope. That during my last game of golf, I hit an eagle, a birdie, an elk, and a moose. Let's see what else you got. G. Rodriguez. Jack Lemmon said, if you think it's hard to meet new people, try picking up the wrong golf ball. Sam Seed said, these greens are so fast, I have to hold my putter over the ball and hit it with the shadow.
Wow.
All right, enough of that. What else?
But it would, observation on my part, not golf. I've never been on the links.
Yeah.
I've had a golf club in my hand and hit a few golf balls across the road into the woods, but, you know, never. Wouldn't it be a correct assumption that most golfers, and there are many of them, millions, I suspect.
Yes. I think Minnesota has more per capita golfers than any state in the Union, something like that.
They're probably average or below?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what average is. But.
Well, you know, it's all about handicapping. The great thing about golf, my wife always says she thinks it's a great sport for me because if you're the worse you are, the more break they give you, you know, with the handicap. So if you're really bad, they keep upping the handicap to recognize that you're bad.
Yeah.
I've got a friend out at the course that says, the secret to our game is, and this is, the way to be happy in golf, you understand you're not any good.
Yeah, okay.
Then you're okay.
Yeah.
I've seen guys over the years, and not women that have done this because I don't play with women for the most part on the golf course, but who have, they'll get a little better. And then, you know what they think? I'm going to get even better than that. Oh. And then they don't. And then about a year later, they're gone. They can't stand it. You know?
Well, it's enjoyment, though. I mean, isn't
it's just it's getting outside. And,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
yeah. Oh, okay. So this is a legal show, right?
Legal update brought to you by the Melkert.
Well, here's what I've been thinking about, and this is serious. It really is. Undivided interest. You know what that is, Mark? An undivided interest.
That's when
in real estate.
Oh. Yeah, where it's just yours. There's no division of siblings or family members.
No, it's the other way, actually. So if mom and dad own the farm, they die, and it goes to their four kids, they each get an undivided 1/4.
Oh, okay.
So that's how it splits up.
But that's kind of a oxymoron.
Well, it's interesting you should say that because you're thinking logically what it is.
Undivided would be just one entity, but
yes.
No.
Yeah, but you know, it is legally, so we try to make it as confusing as possible, right?
Now it makes sense.
There you go. Yeah. Undivided interest. Mom and dad die. Four kids each get an undivided 1/4 of the farm. What's the problem?
One doesn't want it.
One doesn't want it. And we're back to that, and I'm seeing more and more of it because farms in particular have a low basis. They were, you know, mom and dad bought it for $500 an acre, inherited it that amount, and now it's worth $8,000 an acre. So you've got all that gain.
Yeah.
And if you give it to the kids during lifetime, when they sell it, they're going to pay taxes on all that gain. Now, if mom and dad wait and they hold the farm until they die, it goes to the kids at the value as a date of death. So when the kids sell it, they don't pay a nickel in capital gains. Bottom line on that is that you can't make these lifetime transfers. So otherwise you do it and you'd resolve things during lifetime. Maybe sell it to the son who actually wants the farm and the other three, you know, or make a gift to one of the kids who wants to farm. So more and more people, for tax reasons, end up dying with these properties, and so they go in undivided interest. That's what happens. So problem is, one of them wants out. How much do they get paid by the other three? Well, there's no agreement on that. No. Well, what if one of them dies and that 1/4 interest goes to their six kids, and so you divided the 1/4 interest into 1/24 and you've got a real mess, because now you're dealing with another generation plus that generation's spouses, and good luck.
The more, you know, the
it's
merrier.
A mess. Not the, exactly not.
Yeah.
The more, the worse it can be.
So
what
do you
do? Yeah, that's where we're going. What you do is you have an agreement, a farm partnership agreement, in the example of a farm. This could be a cabin. Doesn't have to be a farm. It could be some commercial property. It applies in all these instances where you have children that each have an interest in something. So you have an agreement, and the agreement says, if one of you wants out, here's how we get it. First of all, you get an appraisal, or you have some way of valuing evaluating that interest, and then you, and then the other three in this, in my example, pay that one off. Next question is, how do you pay it off? You know, is it a cash deal? Do you pay them over 10 years? That's a matter of the facts involved. Is it, you know, if it's a very expensive farm, you can't just write a check to your sister in California that wants her 1/4. So you have a structured payoff, you know, over years.
Yeah.
With a kind of minimal interest, something that's pretty friendly.
Well, it has to be, if because you're not going to sell the farm to pay off that other one.
Then it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the other issue is what happens if... So, that's one example. Somebody, one of them wants out, and how much do you pay them? Another example, one of them dies, you want to deal with their six kids. No, you have something in the agreement that says when one of them dies, then it gets sold back to the other three. So you're not splitting up that interest another 24 ways or so.
Yeah.
So these agreements can handle that matter. If you don't, it's a mess.
Yeah.
You've got a lawsuit. You've got to get a judge to decide how to do it, and you've got to prove that it's necessary. And
now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is there a cost in that scenario where it's going to put a dent in any assets you may gain?
Oh, if you had to take it into court to get it to figure out the amount to pay to the one who wants out, or to the estate of if one of them dies. Yeah, getting in court, it's going to be $5,000, maybe $10,000. I mean, these days, a simple hearing just getting into court is maybe $1,500. So if you're talking about something complicated with appraisals and farmland and so on, you're going to spend $10,000.
Yeah.
Well, if you have an agreement, you've got an agreement. And they work. I've drafted a lot of them, and I don't know anybody that's ever said, "Gee, it's too bad we have that agreement." It saves a lot of potential stress within the family. It can really blow things apart with siblings when they don't have something like that agreed to.
Yeah, there's enough friction in families many times anyway. So take care of it before.
Right.
Anything else, Neil?
That's all I got.
All right. Okay. Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Shadeen Law Firm, Common Sense Legal Advice. Attorney Neil Jensen, you have a good weekend, Neil.
You too, Mark. Thanks.